Today's passage is John 12, verses 9 to 19. When the large crowd of the Jews learned that Jesus was there, they came, not only on account of him, but also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead. So the chief priests made plans to put Lazarus to death as well, because on account of him, many of the Jews were going away and believing in Jesus. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel." And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt." His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. The crowd that had been with him when he had called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, "You see that we are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." We start off today's passage just 6 days before the Passover, as we pick up from yesterday's passage of Mary anointing Jesus' feet with the expensive ointment. Verse 9 says that a large crowd of Jews came to see Jesus, and also Lazarus, who was miraculously resurrected by Jesus. After the miracle of Jesus raising Lazarus, the buzz about Jesus was at an all-time high. And the crowd was probably even bigger than usual because of the Passover feast at hand. Verse 10 shows that Lazarus was in danger too from the chief priests, since many of the Jews were believing in Jesus on account of him. This is not surprising, since we've already seen that the disciples acknowledge that following Jesus is dangerous. The hatred of Jesus by his opponents would carry over to them as well. Starting in verse 12, the account shifts to the day after, Palm Sunday, as we traditionally know it. Why is it called Palm Sunday? Because on that day, in verse 13, the crowds took palm branches and welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem. It must have been quite the scene, crowds just packing the roads and laying one palm branch after another as Jesus rides the young donkey over them. They are shouting, "Hosanna." Let's pause right here and look at the word Hosanna. Hosanna is a Greek word that was a transliteration from a Hebrew phrase. This Hebrew phrase shows up in the Old Testament in Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26, which read, "Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord." That second part, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," sounds familiar, right? It's exactly what the crowds were saying after Hosanna. The phrase from Psalm 118, where Hosanna comes from, is, "Save us, we pray." Now let me read a quote from John Piper on this. He says, "But something happened to that phrase, Hoshaya-na," this is the Hebrew phrase. The meaning changed over the years. In the psalm, it was immediately followed by the exclamation, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." The cry for help, Hoshaya-na, was answered almost before it came out of the psalmist's mouth. And over the centuries, the phrase Hosanna stopped being a cry for help in the ordinary language of the Jews. Instead, it became a shout of hope and exultation. It used to mean, "Save, please," but gradually it came to mean, "Salvation, salvation, salvation has come." It used to be what you would say when you fell off the diving board, but it came to be what you would say when you see the lifeguard coming to save you. It is the bubbling over of a heart that sees hope and joy and salvation on the way and can't keep it in. So Hosanna means hooray for salvation. It's coming. It's here. Salvation, salvation. With this new knowledge of the word Hosanna, let's go back to the passage. The crowds are basically shouting, "Salvation is here," to Jesus. And they are also calling him the King of Israel. Before, for example, after the feeding of the 5,000, the crowds already wanted to make him king. But if you remember, John recorded that Jesus knew what was in the heart of man and did not fulfill what the crowd wanted then. On this Palm Sunday, it seems like Jesus is taking in the welcome, that he's accepting it. He's riding on a young donkey into Jerusalem on top of all these palm branches. I imagine that the disciples would have been in awe and also on an emotional roller coaster, because they went into Jerusalem knowing that Jesus would be in danger of death. But yet in the moment, as the Jewish leaders say in the last verse, the world has gone after him. The crowd was right in welcoming Jesus with shouts of Hosanna and calling him the King of Israel. However, what nobody knew at the time was that Jesus was not going to rule by political power, and he wasn't about to overthrow the Romans. Jesus would be king because he would suffer on the cross 5 days later. He would give his life up and take on the punishment of all of our sins to achieve a greater triumph than anyone could imagine with his resurrection. For the disciples, they would recognize all the signs of Jesus being Messiah or king after it was all said and done, as verse 16 points out. Today, let's pour out our worship to our King, Jesus. In our hearts, we can continually welcome him and praise him, saying, "Hosanna, salvation is here. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." Like the crowd, let's give him the worship and adoration he deserves. And even more so, because we know the full story of what Jesus has done to truly save us. If we accept what Jesus has done, we have been saved from death, and we have been saved from a life apart from God. Instead of the punishment we deserved, we have been given the righteousness of God. We have been given a second chance to a relationship with God. Also, as part of our worship, let's remember that Jesus is still King. That means he's King over our families, over our work, over our country, and so on. In all of these areas, let's submit to his reign in our lives. Let's pray. Dear God, we just praise you for being our King. And God, we pray that in our hearts we would continually shout out Hosanna and just praise you constantly for the salvation you've purchased for us. God, we admit that it's just so easy to lose track of that. It's so easy to get caught up in our own lives and what's going on at work or so on. But Lord, we pray that this day we would be reminded to give you the praise that you deserve. God, we pray that you would stir up this praise in us and even enlarge our expectations for your reign in our lives and what it means that you're King over this world. God, give us excitement for what you're doing in other people's lives as well. God, we thank you, and we just proclaim one more time, Hosanna. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.